This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood. With Bennett and Battle.
It was just Father's Day weekend, so I think it's a good time to do a podcast, right? Hello, Battle.
Sure.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
From this past weekend and the expensive mattress that we purchased that I'm told to wait 30 days to 40 days for it to break in. And I'm convinced it's just a $4,000 medieval torture device, but... So far, so good.
They do say that, those mattress companies. Like, give it 3 months to have your body adjust to it.
Yeah.
And then by then, you lost the receipt. You don't even care about going in anymore.
Right. And then you got to pay $200 to return the fucking thing.
Right.
And, like, my back is hurting.
What did you end up getting? Did you get a purple?
No. We got a Tempur-Pedic.
Oh.
Another endorsement out there. How many companies and stores have we bashed on the show?
Yeah, you've pissed off everyone. Yeah.
You know what? I didn't really want to get that one, but my wife likes it. My wife is just kind of like more expensive equals better.
Mm.
So.
Not always.
No. I think it's diminishing returns with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like these jeans. I got a Primark for like $15. They fit better than the $90.
Have you washed
Levi's
them yet, though?
No.
Okay. Yeah, they won't last the wash. I have Primark stuff. It's good for one wear. You put it in the wash, it's over.
It is made of construction paper.
It is, yeah. It's like Harrison made those jeans for you. It's bad. But for the first wear, it's great. But your weekend, though, was... Well, you said it was tiring.
Yeah,
I mean, same for me, too. I'm battered and bruised, and I got some stories.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was Father's Day weekend. Can you call it a weekend? Father's Day is definitely lower on the importance as far as holidays.
You barely get a day as it is.
Mother's Day is way better, right?
It's not even close.
Yeah.
You can't even compare the two.
No.
Mothers get like a week, definitely a weekend. There's always Mother's Day brunch. Like there's things on the calendar.
Yeah.
For Father's Day, it's like... 2 hours beforehand. Hey, what do you want to do?
Well, here's some flat beer and a McDonald's cheeseburger that's been sitting in the back of my car for 3 days. You want that? Guys are easier to please, though, I think.
That's it's also like, true.
Just don't be a pain in the ass, and let me have some beer and some form of red meat, because we don't really eat that. So it's like a special treat, and that's kind of...
That's all we really deserve, anyway.
I had a friend. He doesn't live here. He lives... I don't want to say who he is or where he lives, but... I was like, what are you doing for Father's Day? Or he said, Happy Father's Day, Matthew. I said, what are you doing for Father's Day? He said, I told my family I want nothing to do with them. I'm going to go see The Flash by myself.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm going to the bar and I'm going to have a few beers by myself. And then I'm coming home and they better have dinner ready. I was like, okay.
I'm not sure that's the best day ever or the saddest day ever. I'm not sure which one it
is. Maybe you should just be a bachelor. I don't know.
Is that what you want? Because I spent my Father's Day with my child. You know, the one that made me a father.
Right.
So
it's not your birthday.
Everyone's different.
If you
want
to take a birthday, like this is a me day, which is something that 23-year-old girls do, by the way. My friend who's 48, avoiding his family for the day on Father's Day. It's my day. Do what I want.
Right.
Well, there's there to celebrate you. He's good. I want to celebrate you. Me. Celebrate me.
I'm going to watch The Flash.
Go to The Flash like a loser by yourself, sitting alone in a dark movie theater.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's not what you did, though.
No, it's not. Yeah. Sorry. It's not what I did. We didn't have, you know, kind of similar to what we were just talking about, that it wasn't like set in stone plans.
Right.
But it was so nice. It was like, we're going to go do something on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because Saturday was supposed to rain. But Saturday turned out to be beautiful here. So we're like, well, yes, we're just not going to not do anything.
Right.
So we went out to eat. We went out to, people listening don't know the area, but King of Prussia, they have a ton of restaurants out there. We went to this Asian fusion place out there.
Mm.
And the food was good. The service was slow and probably won't go there again, but it was fine. They brought out, it's like, all I really wanted was a beer.
Yeah.
And the guy couldn't hear what my wife was saying, and it sounded like she said a flight of wine. I thought she said flight. I'm like, whoa, mom's going crazy tonight because she doesn't really drink.
Right.
And the guy just goes, all right, and just walks away.
He didn't
ask me what I wanted to drink.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted a martini, something, you know, I don't normally drink a martini, but they had like a martini bar in this Asian fusion restaurant. So he comes out with two glasses of wine. I was like, one's for me. Not only do I not drink wine, if I am drinking wine, I certainly don't drink white wine.
No.
But that's what it was. But I was like, yeah. And I'm not one to make waves when you're out because I don't want them like vomiting in my food before they bring it out.
See, that surprises me. I'm surprised you don't say something. I usually have something to say about everything.
Yeah. But I used to work in restaurants and I would
see.
This
is your drink order. This is very important stuff.
I would see what would happen to people who complained incessantly about stuff.
Oh.
And you just don't want to be that. I don't think it's good to be rude to servers.
I don't think it'd be rude, but just to like say something like, hey, this is maybe not what I wanted, you know?
Yeah, but at that point,
but you didn't want a loogie in your martini is what you're saying. A mucus filled martini. That's not what you wanted.
The service was so slow. So I'm doing the math in my head. Like if I don't want this glass of wine, I didn't order this. I kind of wanted a martini or a beer instead. I'm looking at another 20 minutes.
You'll get that after your meal.
Right.
You know, right.
So I'm doing, yes. So I'm just, I need some booze in me at this point.
Because
Harrison is being a pain in the ass. Mm. Like, I will just drink this wine. And when that is nearing the end, I will order my fucking martini.
Right.
Which is what I did. I didn't get a beer until later on that night. All I really wanted was a beer, but it's fine. No. Dinner was fine. My wife did the thing.
I just imagine everyone just shaking at the table just because of your mood, you know? Just don't upset daddy.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was at first.
Everyone's just worried to say anything.
Yeah. I think they were both in.
Is daddy okay?
They're both scared because I was getting. They could see that I was annoyed, but didn't want to blow up at the server.
Right.
I don't like to do that. So I was quiet. And then the booze started hitting on the empty stomach. My wife was driving. So, you know, then I was like, oh, hey, you know what? It's a beautiful day out. And like, then I started like,
daddy's happy again.
Yeah.
Daddy's happy.
Daddy's happy medicine kicked in.
Oh, good.
And the rest of the evening was good. My wife did the one thing, though, not understanding, not seeing the situation or not grasping that this guy, or she, this is the thing that confused me, is she realized, she turned to me and was like, it's pretty laid back here. That's her way. That's the only rude thing she could possibly say. Like,
they're not that attentive and like, laid back here.
Yeah.
That's
everything.
Nice.
They're a little laid back.
Yeah.
And I go,
island time is what they call it in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Island time.
Yeah. I love how everyone has their own version of just being late or incompetent. It's like, well, you know, we're on island time. It's like, yeah, we're in fucking Nebraska. What do you mean you're on island time? You can't say you're on island time just because you're a server at Bahama Breeze.
Right. It doesn't work that way.
No.
Yeah.
So he brought over the check, and in a situation like that, I've got my card ready. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to let this guy drop off the check and disappear for another half hour while we're sitting there. You know what I mean?
All we wanna do is leave. My dad would stand up. Like, growing up, he would just stand up. Be like, well, if they see us walk out, they'll get us the check. Like,
well, okay. That's not what it was. He came over and dropped off the check. So I'm usually like, boom, in a situation with the card. I'm like, no, don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't even look at it.
Like, just take this. We got to go. Because I'm looking at the clock.
It's a power move, too. It's like, yeah, I don't care what you charge me. Here you go.
Right.
You know?
And by the way, it was probably wrong. Judging by the food, the drink order and the food, that was wrong.
Right.
And she didn't do that. Like, it kind of came down and it just sat there. I'm like, What's she doing? Like, am I paying for this? Am I going to start getting like alligator arms? Because I'm looking at the clock. Harrison's got to go to bed.
Right.
Right. And we got to get out of there. And this guy, Lord knows when he's coming back to pick up the check. And she's just kind of like staring.
I get so impatient. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. And I was like, all right, well, do you want me to? And she's like, no, no, no. It'll be part of Father's Day. I'll get it. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, can you do it then?
Yeah. I was like,
you do it?
So let's go. Right. I'm not picking on her. I'm just saying that was the... I think she just wasn't in. I get impatient and she does not.
It sounds like a very stress-free dinner. Sounds like everyone had a great time.
I was the one bringing the stress
sounds
for everyone
like
else.
Everyone had a great time. Nothing but smiles.
Yeah. But, you know, the next day I was woken up to my son coming in, handing me cards and hanging out in the bed with me. And
that's great.
She, you know, she tried to get it on film of him on film. What do you say? You record it now on your iPhone. It's not really videotaped.
Yeah.
She's right. Like, Harrison, say Happy Father's Day again, just so she could get on film. So she's rolling. She goes, say Happy Father's Day again. He goes, Happy Father again. I was like, well, you trying to tell me something? but it's super cute. You know, I went and picked up breakfast for us
nice.
At the diner on Sunday, hung out. Mom and dad did our thing while he was napping.
Yeah.
Went back out to a brewery, had a few beers that I like at this brewery in King of Prussia.
Oh, nice.
Back to King of Prussia, other side of King of Prussia. And she's like, don't you love Red Lobster? And I was like, I actually do. Because as a,
really?
Yeah. As a kid,
huh.
It was like a special event. It was
that's like fine dining when you're a kid.
Yeah. It was like somebody's birthday
or
something big or somebody retired. Do you know what I mean? We're going to Red Lobster.
Yeah.
And then you grow up and you realize it's not. A super nice place.
The cheddar biscuits are really good.
But it's great. It's
I
delicious.
Love the cheddar biscuits. Yeah.
I don't care if it's a chain. It's like the Olive Garden for seafood, right?
I like the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden's delicious
too. Their breadsticks and salad.
Yes.
Amazing.
The Nick DiPaolo joke. Oh, let's go to Olive Garden and order the bologna Alfredo. But it's still good.
Yeah. So you went there.
So we went to.
Okay.
So in 2023, Red Lobster does this idiotic thing where. I don't know any other restaurant that operates like this. Like we want, she tried to set up a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not technically a reservation, but you can put your name on like Open Table or whatever, or redlobster.com.
Right, right.
Table for two and a 30-pound punk for $5.15.
Yeah.
Right? So we walk in, had a beer at the brewery. We go down the street to Red Lobster for some fucking cheddar biscuits because I'm starving at this point. I'm very much looking forward to it. I haven't been to Red Lobster in like 20 years. And she goes, we get to the host setup area. And she's like, how many? I go, 2.5. She goes, it'll be at about 1.5 wait.
What?
I go, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we put our name in ahead of time. We have a reservation for 5:15. She goes, oh, what's the name? I go, Matthew. And she looks it up. She's probably just playing crosswords or Renfield on this computer screen. Yeah. Doing nothing.
Yeah.
That's right. Making computer noises.
Coming right up.
Yeah. It's really just a piece of cardboard. And she goes, oh, okay. Yeah. It's still about 1.5 wait. I was like, what's the point of me putting the name in?
What's the point of a reservation if you don't reserve it?
It's an old like Seinfeld bit.
Right, right, right.
So I turn and look at her. My wife and I'm like, we can't sit here for 1.5 staring at a half empty lobster tank.
No.
You know what I mean? We got to go. We got the kid with us.
Yeah.
Went back to the brewery and the guy saw that we came back and we ordered food there. It was delicious. He must have been the head brewer. He saw that we were with the kid and was like, I'm sorry, your food's taking so long. Beer on the house for me.
Wow.
For me.
Whoa,
this place is great. I'm coming here all the time.
Who needs cheddar biscuits? Come on.
Right. I love cheddar biscuits. Free beer is better.
Yeah, you're speaking my language.
So we actually had a wonderful weekend.
as you grin your teeth. We had a wonderful weekend.
No, it was
weekend.
Great. No,
everything was great.
I wanted it to be stress-free. My wife made everything stress-free.
Ah,
it was good. I don't like stress. I don't like bullshit. There's very little bullshit.
You are very stressed out. So it's nice to have a nice, peaceful weekend for you. It's nice.
It was great. Weather was nice.
Weather was nice. We went down the shore for Father's Day, which was great.
For Father's Day?
Yeah.
So you did a day trip to the beach.
Day trip to the beach. We've been doing that these past few weekends.
Mm.
It's less than an hour drive since we already live in Jersey. So we just hop on the AC Expressway. We found like this really quiet portion of the beach, which is near the boardwalk. The same thing, Colleen. Jesus, you are gross. You're a nasty guy.
How do you do the beach thing with the kid?
What do you mean?
The nap during the day.
We decided yesterday to just forego the nap. We rolled the dice. And when we do that, we're like, we don't do this every, you know, we don't do this that often. How bad could it be? Yesterday was fine. She was great. She loves the beach that much where she was in a good mood. She occupies herself like filling her buckets of sand and she loves splashing in the ocean. Like, she loves it. We had to like pry her out of the ocean, like go to the boardwalk and get something to eat.
Where'd you go?
So we normally go to Brigantine, which is near to AC, but we went closer to AC, like all the way at the end of the boardwalk. There's no casinos or anything. It's just really, really quiet. Beaches are clean. They have showers and bathrooms nearby.
Yeah. Boarded up houses.
Not too many crack dealers, so that was nice.
A lot of chalk outlines.
Yeah.
That part of Atlantic City.
Well, Kira loves chalk, so it was great. Yeah. She was helping out. So, and then obviously, just like your morning, Colleen woke me up with, you know, a nice card from Kira with her handprints on it. So, it was really, really sweet. And so we did that for the day. We got food on the boardwalk there. It was nice. It was great. But we got home at like 8 and then, you know, we all passed out and then here we are back to work. And
that was yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The day before I went golfing for the first time ever, which I think we have to play like commercials or something like
that's
that.
That's a
right?
whole segment.
It's a whole segment.
Right?
Have you golfed before?
I've golfed before and I have a few notes on your thing.
Okay.
Before we get to that.
You need to give me some notes on my thing.
I want to say two things before
give me
we
two
break.
Things. Yes.
This is part
what
of my Father's Day gift.
Whoa.
It's become a tradition in my family that Harrison gets me socks.
Look at this. What does it say?
With his face all over it.
Wait, that's his face. Hold on.
That's his face. You see?
No. Well, so this is not very bendy. There you are. I see his face now.
So
yeah.
This is one of my favorite photos of him. He was probably 6 months in this photo.
Yeah.
The other ones are current photos. So every year we get newer photos of his face all over
my
socks.
So by the time he's 21, you're going to have like his 21-year-old face.
I will still have this one. Yes, I will still have this one. Every year I get one with this face on it because he was so pissed at me in this photo. Usually he's such a sweet dude.
Yeah.
He was just, I don't know. He was just cantankerous for that day, wherever he's in. He's 6 months old and he's in one of those things that the swing kind of slides back and forth. And he was just staring at me like, piercing.
And so that will forever live on your, on your feet.
Just pissed at me.
That's nice.
Also, we spent Saturday morning at CHOP. Because Harrison decided...
What? You bury the lead here. I don't care about your damn cheddar biscuits. What happened to your kid? Jesus.
He, on Friday evening, he likes to do this thing, and we tell him not to do it, but trying to tell a two-year-old not to do something is difficult.
That makes them want to do it more.
Right.
Yeah.
He will jump on sofas, giggling hysterically, throwing all the pillows off the sofa... onto the floor and then screaming jump and diving off
Kira
the couch
does the same
on top
thing.
Of them.
Yeah.
It's just like a kid thing.
Sure.
Unfortunately, he decided to leap off the couch and miss the pillows. So he bruises. I was not home when this happened. She was making him dinner. I was still at work on Friday.
Yeah.
And hurt his knee. So he said, Harry boo boo, started crying.
Right.
Couldn't walk.
Oh, geez.
Couldn't walk on it. Couldn't stand. Couldn't put weight on it.
Wow.
So, you know, the wife is just like, his leg's broken. But the next morning, I'm like, he's fine. Like, he was himself. Like, Saturday morning. But he just couldn't walk on it. And it was swollen.
Huh.
So I'm like, all right. As soon as CHOP opens up in King of Prussia. We spent a lot of time in King of Prussia this week.
It sounds like it. Jeez. You do endorsement with them. You're on the city tourist board. Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, we're lucky that CHOP is right there. King, it's not far. It's like 10-minute drive. So we went to the CHOP Urgent Care there, which opened at 10 a.m. and spent a few hours there.
Jeez.
He was fine. I mean, it was a nightmare.
What'd they say?
He had a sprain.
Sprained knee. Wow.
He had a sprained knee. And, you know, we got x-rays done. It was a nightmare pinning him down. I'm wearing like the giant lead dress.
Oh, God.
So I don't get tumors from this quick, you know, shot of x-ray. But just trying to keep him still on this x-ray machine was a nightmare.
Jeez.
Holding him down. You did not care for any of that. So he was howling and crying.
I don't care for that. Yeah.
No. Especially when you got people pinning you down.
Yeah, that's not fun.
You wouldn't like that? No.
No.
So for a two-year-old, it's especially terrifying because you don't know what any of this is.
Right. Well, I'm glad he's all right.
Yeah. So he's fine. So this morning, he was like somebody at a super mega church in Texas or something going, I can walk!
Praise the Lord! Praise Jesus.
Lord Jesus, Lord. Whoa! Like, just these fake preachers going
good
around healing
him.
People.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
His knees are fixed.
He's fine. He's still got the boo-boo. He likes the Paw Patrol and the Cars Band-Aid on his knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But other than that, he's
what
right
was
as
the
rain.
Worst part of your weekend? Your son going to the hospital or are you not getting your cheddar biscuits? What was worse? It's tough.
Is my wife listening to this?
Because you led with the cheddar biscuits.
I mean, that's a good point. I think I led with the cheddar biscuits because that was top of mind because my son is fine. He's
right.
The whole time.
But
he was just,
you still haven't gotten your biscuits. So
I still have not.
Right.
No, I haven't. So I think
which lies
the move
the problem.
Is now that we know he's spry.
Right.
And a spring chicken back to his own self.
Right. Let's focus on
like
what's
Evel
really
Knievel.
The matter.
We'll shoot over to Red Lobster on like a Wednesday after work. It won't be as packed. We'll put our name in for 3 o'clock and maybe we get seated by 8 p.m.
Jesus. I didn't realize the demand was that high for Red Lobster.
It's always packed.
Amazing.
Sorry.
No, so, no, yes. That's fine.
Golf? You want to talk about golf?
No, take up the whole time. Take up the whole time. No, honestly,
the whole next segment
I forgot.
Dedicated to you.
This was a busy week. I injured myself as well. I'm not a two-year-old.
I don't see any Moana Band-Aids on you.
That's funny you say this because I did have a Band-Aid on my finger. It didn't need one because I like sprained it. During a charity flag football game, right?
Oh, you know what? Because we're supposed to do the podcast last week, and I saw, and like, yeah, he's blowing me off again. And I look up on TV in one of the studios over at down the hall at WIP, and I see B-roll of you in a flag football game, like getting torched by somebody. And
I was not torched.
Your hands on your hips, like huffing and puffing. I'm like, this son of a bitch was in a media game versus TV or something.
We
right?
raised some money for the kids. Our team was Team Nemours, so we raised $8,000 for the kids. Right?
Oh, nice.
It came with a price. You know, my blood, sweat, and tears went into that. I'm not sure how I did it. It was like the adrenaline wore off, and I looked at my hand. I was like, I think I broke my pinky. So I'm down a digit. It's feeling better now, but man, this sucker was black and blue and like twice the size of like my other pinky. It's better now.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
It's better now. But when it was at its height, when it looked really bad, I was reading a book to Kira, and she noticed it. You know, I didn't like go around saying I broke my finger.
No, I'm a tough guy.
I'm a tough guy. But she saw it, and I was like, oh, yeah, let me have to talk with her that, you know, daddy's hurt. And so she saw it. She ran to the bathroom, grabbed a Band-Aid, put it on my finger, then kissed it. I was like, that's pretty sweet.
I was just going to ask if she kissed it
she
to make
it
feel better.
I was like, that's really sweet.
So I injured myself briefly because I'm a klutz and just cut
myself.
Did you
cut your wrist?
Yeah. I didn't mean
how stressed have you been?
I didn't
lately?
Mean to do it. And I was like in a daze because I didn't sleep well on Saturday morning, yesterday morning. And I just was taking the kid out of the room and I smashed into the door.
Jesus.
You know, the little metal door hook things.
Yeah.
And I cut myself there and I didn't even notice it. And he's like, Daddy Boo Boo.
I fell down some stairs.
And he just kissed it.
Yeah, kids are the best like that. So she kissed it.
Super sweet.
Put a Band-Aid on it. So that didn't help my golf swing.
Okay. So we're already setting up the excuses.
Yeah,
I see how this is taking.
I mean,
up.
I would have sucked either way, but it definitely didn't help. But we'll talk about my first and most likely last golf experience next.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So my first time golfing was this past weekend, Battle. You've golfed before, you said?
I used to be the king.
Is that right? Is that right?
Clown face, windmill, it doesn't matter. Whoa. I shoot it right through that shit.
Mini golf.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, mini golf is what I'm used to. I never did like 18 holes of golf before.
So I'm joking. I used to golf early, like right after college. Me and my buddies got really into golfing.
Yeah.
And realized that it was really an excuse for grown men to just go outside with their buddies and drink all day.
That's how it was sold to me. So right. That's why I said yes.
Nobody is really good at golf. But I will say, I went with my buddy Chris 2004.
Hmm.
And I have the trophy and the ball to prove it at home.
Trophy.
Hole in one.
Whoa.
I had a hole in one.
Wow. I should have came to you for some pointers before this excursion.
No, you shouldn't have, because I'm a horrible golfer.
Oh.
And it was just by chance that that happened. Okay. So yeah. I retired after that.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to go out like Elway. I have not gone golfing since.
Showmanship. You know, get out while you're on top.
Go out on top, man.
Well, I went over the weekend, and it's my wife's girlfriend's husband that invited me. I've met him a few times. His name is Kyle. Nice guy, right?
Mm.
But we are early on in our relationship, right? Getting to know this fella, and I'm golfing with all of his friends, so I don't know these guys at all.
Oh,
but
no.
He was nice enough to invite me, and I told him, I was like, listen, I've never golfed before. Are you sure about this? And he said yes. So it's like an hour away, and how it was sold to me is that when you golf, it's just an excuse to drink at like 8 a.m.
Yes.
And so I just Uber there. I Ubered like an hour away. So
by the time you're on the ninth hole, you can stop drinking and just sober up. You're outside
sweating.
Well,
I didn't do that. In fact,
is it 18 holes?
18 holes.
Oh my God. That's like an all day thing.
Yeah. So my first Uber canceled on me. So I ended up being late to this place. And so they're already golfing.
They already hate you.
They already hate me. I'm having so much anxiety because not only have I not golfed before, and this is totally out of my element, fish out of water, but now I have to like meet these people who are already golfing. So they're like, grab a golf cart. A guy will take you up to where we are. So I paid, I sit in a golf cart in the passenger seat, and I'm waiting 10, 15 minutes for someone to take me. And all of a sudden this kid comes up and goes, no, that's your golf cart. You just go ahead and take that, sir. Like, that's yours for the day. I'm like, oh. I was like, how do I drive this? He goes, well, it's kind of like a car, you know, you just drive it.
You don't need a license.
You don't need a license. And so I drive the cart. I meet the guys. He's like, hey, good to see you. Like, where's your golf clubs? And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, I never golf. I don't have golf clubs. Golfing.
I was going to use yours.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean? And so they were like, oh, yeah, no, you can share with us, I guess. I didn't realize. I thought it was like mini golf. They
hate
you
so much.
They hate
you
so much.
So much. Like, who is this normie noob?
It was so bad. So I'm borrowing their clubs. I have no idea what's happening. I guess towards the end, the back nine, is this what they say?
Yeah.
We were by the clubhouse, so I rented clubs for the rest of the golfing experience.
How much do they soak
like
you for
40
that?
$40 or something like that. I bought balls and I rented clubs. And the first like eight holes, I don't even make contact. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just hitting air. And then I just keep on hitting these balls directly into the woods over and over. I spent more time in the woods than when they filmed the Blair Witch Project. Like, I was just there the whole damn day.
It's very difficult game. It's a very difficult game.
Yeah. But as I found out, everyone sucks at golf. Like, they're just a little bit better than me, and they've played for 10 years.
They're just the best of the worst.
The best of the worst. And so the people behind us apparently are in the PGA Tour because they're very good and they're complaining the whole time.
This is why, one of the reasons why I'm glad I don't golf anymore is because of shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, dude,
Shut the fuck up.
Right?
Can we play through?
And they're like hitting balls at you and shit.
And we offered, but they didn't accept. So they're just complaining.
They just want to be bullies.
Yeah. So people are on walkie talkies. They're like, hey, I think this guy never played golf before. Can we get him going a little bit? Because these people here are really frustrated.
Then you're under stress. Like I'm holding up the whole.
So now I'm stressed drinking.
Yeah.
And everyone's just stressed. It was a good time because
sounds like a blast.
It was fun because you do drink heavily before 10 a.m.
Yes.
And I realized only two places in society can you drink that freely and not be judged: golfing and at airports. Time does not exist. You know, you could just drink whatever you want.
Very good point.
No matter what time of day. And it's like, have at it. Go to town.
Or Wing Bowl, but we haven't done that in years.
Yeah, they canceled that. Yeah, airports and golf courses. I was like, wow, all right.
And you're making people wait in both spots.
That's true.
Drink.
It's just waiting and drinking.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so they were very patient. The guys, it turned out, were very, very nice.
What day was this?
This was Saturday.
Oh,
while you were in the hospital, yeah. I was drinking myself
fun. Great.
But no, they were nice. I don't think they'll invite me out ever again.
Probably not. No,
but I very much appreciated the invite.
I feel like if this is another casual invite, like, all right, well, maybe golf was a little aggressive. When we tone it down, we have a dart league. Why don't you come meet us at Tavern 23?
That, you know, I can maybe do.
And you'd show up and you don't have your little case of darts. You know what I mean? Oh, I thought I was going to use yours. I'm like, this guy.
Oh, my God. Get the hell out of here.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
What's the point of me putting the name in?
What's the point of a reservation if you don't reserve it?
It's an old, like, Seinfeld bit.
If you love your phone but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.